Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with Kevin and Alex Newman, co-authors of the book All Out, which explores their relationship as father and son. The book examines the impact Kevin's high-pressure career as a renowned journalist and anchor had on his family life and looks at Alex's struggle to come to terms with being gay. Kevin and Alex, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for the invite, Amanda.
Yeah, great to be here.
Can you tell me what the motivation was behind writing the book and how it came to be?
Well, that's probably my story. I mean, it started with a feature item I did for W5, where we profiled a family much like ours, where the gay son, in this case a hockey player, had come out over YouTube, and sort of the way that his family had to sort of cope with a lot of stuff going forward. So coming out of that, I realized in the interviews that I was doing with his family, I was asking questions of myself and asking questions of them and of this young man that I hadn't asked myself or hadn't asked my own son. So after that, I approached the family and I said, you know, I think there's been a great reaction to this story. It looks like there's an audience for this kind of new kind of family conversation. Do we want to try it in a book?
Well, the book, as I understand it, is in its second printing now, and it's North America's number one teenage parenting book on Amazon. So I'm just wondering, how much do you think about your situation, how much can it relate to universal issues between fathers and sons, parents and children, versus having a child who's gay?
Well, I mean, the book really covers, the moments of a family's crisis and how do they handle it. And, the broader theme, our crisis was me being LGBT, being gay. But I think the book itself covers sort of this broad spectrum of communication and openness that, every family could benefit from.
Absolutely. I definitely got that sense when I was reading it. Can you tell me a bit about the approach you took? You wrote your pieces separately and they're presented as alternating chapters in the book. Why did you decide to write them separately and then show them only after you'd finished the first draft?
Well, one of the things that we've learned is that everybody has their own truth. And sometimes that truth isn't correct factually. I mean, there were so many times when Alex and I were writing and we had the assistance of a great writer by the name of Kate Fillion, who sort of managed our storytelling. And one of the things that she would point out is that Alex's recollection of timeline, the man we shared, that we had very different views of. Sorry. So rather than talk about it ahead of time and come up with a common memory of that, We decided to keep it isolated because the truth is, different people's recollections of the same moment in time can quite often be very different. And at the core of that could sometimes be the beginning of misunderstanding of intention. So there were times, for instance, when, I installed a basketball net at a house when Alex was young, when I just thought, hey, maybe this is something Alex and I can share. Maybe this is, neither of us are very physically adept at skills of sports. Maybe this is something that I succeeded at that I can pass on to him. Whereas Alex looked at it as something very different. He looked at it, as me trying to impose something on him, which wasn't authentic to who he was. And if we had talked about that ahead of time, we might have reconciled it and it wouldn't have been as important as it turns out to be for the reader, a view into how the same moment in time can be disseminated by two people in a way that ends up reinforcing what their own biases are.
Well, it's interesting you bring up the biases. I mean, talking about the reason your intentions for setting up the basketball net were totally legitimate and good, but came across to Alex in a different way. And you've written about the pressures to live up to a certain masculine ideal, the provider, the strong man. And I'm just wondering, do you see that being easier for parents now to accept that paradigms are shifting? Because Alex has sort of applauded you for changing the programming you had, Kevin, and changing your opinions about homosexuality in particular. Do you think that it's now easier for children to talk about that and for parents to adjust their views?
Alex, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, every family is a little bit different. And I think the transition that my father went through is one that, some parents never come to. And that's the transition from being the leader of the family, being the protector, to, being the friend, being the colleague, being, being on the same plane as their child, even though they're not a child anymore. And I think the way my dad sort of has captured that in his writing and the way I've seen his evolution, just as, not as a father of a gay son, but as a father in general, has been something completely transformative.
Yeah, I mean, I think, my generation was the first generation of fathers that wanted to be in the operating room, that wanted to be more involved in their children's lives. And, you know, circumstances sometimes don't allow that. I mean, especially in our family where, you know, my wife and I decided that, you know, if Alex and Erica could have an at-home mom, that would be ideal. But it increased the burden on me to provide. And so, you know, are things better today? I think what one of the things that Alex and I have realized is that things are getting quickly better with each generation. That if, you know, the 80s and the 90s were about women ascending in the workplace and women, overcoming whatever their programming was, that, you know, some of that is starting to happen with men now. And that there are much more emotional conversations that men are having with one another than they would have had even, you know, even 20 years ago.
Absolutely. Alex, do you think, I mean, a lot about the book explores Kevin's career and that Kevin was away from the home. Do you think that it would have been easier for you to deal with coming out if your dad had been at home more? Because you also had trouble opening up to your mother and your sister.
I mean, I think coming out for anybody is a difficult step. I mean, it's a self-realization. I mean, you know, many people, there's a lot of discrimination in the world for various different reasons. But in this case, it's not an obvious one. And it's something that that you need to tell people about. So in my case, if my dad had been around more, I think I may have understood him a little more as a person. I mean, my mother I was with perpetually all the time. But, you know, that's not a realism. That's not how families can function nowadays. You know, a lot of the time it's both of the parents gone. But I think what we could have done differently in hindsight is spoken more, is been more transparent with one another. I mean, as a kid trying to figure out who I was, it's easy to say in the future having gone through all of it. But I think if parents, like what my mother did was sort of lay the groundwork, indicating that, you know, whoever I wanted to be, whatever I chose to become in the future, you know, she'd be proud of. Whereas I misinterpreted dad's actions, like the basketball net, as imposing, as this is what your future should be, and this is the person you need to be, that sort of set us on a different path. I mean, yeah, his absence definitely added to the fact that, you know, I wasn't really sure what his intentions were with me as a kid. And it may be something, you know, a lot of kids and parents are struggling with now.
Well, Kevin, I mean, Alex and Kevin, you've both grown obviously very close, and I'm sure this book had a lot to do with that. But how does it feel for you now? Because Alex has said you weren't always there for him when he needed a father growing up. Are you able to let yourself off the hook for that, or how does that feel to you now?
That's a great question. I mean, yes, partially. I mean, you know, I can take some satisfaction that the reason Alex is excelling in his career and the reason he is such a man of the world and such an adventurer is because I provided the wherewithal for us as a family to explore all of that. I mean, I provided an education. I provided a view of the world. So, you know, that part of who he is because of what I did. However, I was also probably guilty of being overly ambitious. And, you know, I guess the bottom line that I've come to out of this book is that, you know, like many working women who have talked a lot about can they have it all, the answer for men is the same. And I think that's no. That everybody in parenting and makes sacrifices. In my wife's case, she sacrificed her career, and she couldn't. She chose not to sort of feed that part of who she is. In my case, I sacrificed some of the family time, and so there is. I can't see how a man or a working woman can be perfect at everything. Just because of the economic demands of owning a house, just because of the expense of education, and just because what you want for your children sometimes is opportunity. And so there is no easy answer to that. Do I let myself off the hook? I like to think that at the time in my life now that I gave myself and my son and my family the chance to understand each other better. So, you know, maybe I can cut myself a little slack now.
Yeah, you can. It's okay.
Having written the book and read each other's parts, how has that changed your view of one another?
Oh, wow. I mean, my dad is a different person to me now from when we started writing to when we finished the book throughout even the tour. I mean, relationships within the family are ever evolving. And I think that's something that many people forget, that, you know, they're always changing. But in my dad's case, I didn't realize how, you know, how vulnerable, how insecure he could have been in the past, and sort of how in touch he was with his emotions at the time, because when I was a child, he seemed like, you know, this stoic force in the family that could, you know, battle evil villains. He seemed like a superhero to me. And so to read these vulnerabilities and to see myself in my dad, almost to a T, not even just within, you know, TV interviews where we're sitting next to each other, because the visible similarities are disturbing. but to read the same thoughts that were going through our heads, it brought me so much closer. I mean, I feel like I didn't know my dad before we went through this exercise.
And for me, I mean, I know my son is a man, and you know, there are many fathers out there that sort of cling to, you know, it's my rules, it's my house and all that kind of stuff. But you know, the collaboration with Alex on the book and the marketing of the book and the publicity of the book, and to watch him performing so magnificently in the media world with complete comfort and confidence, you know, I've had this amazing opportunity to get to know Alex as the professional adult and solid guy that he is. And that's, you know, that's an incredible blessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you share then, just going forward for other people, you guys have benefited tremendously from this book, and I have, by the way. I think it was incredible, insightful, fascinating, very honest. What do you hope other people will take from reading the book?
You know what? It's one of those books that's a little bit hard to categorize. There's a little bit of the story that I think almost everybody can put themselves into, whether it's a small moment in my childhood or Kevin's early career, or, you know, later in life with a family crisis. I really hope that people walk away with a sense of being able to step outside of themselves, to consider that there is another perspective of reality that somebody feels is quite true, which is true. And to approach that with, you know, an open mind and an open heart, and be ready for whatever answer you get.
And for me, it's to, you know, never believe your own myths. I think as you get on in life, you build a certain number of myths about yourself and your path and everybody else in your life. But it's good at some point to just say, so how much of that is actually myth? How have I built the story of myself? How have I built the story of my relationship with my son? And is it in fact true? And, you know, if you're lucky enough to have children that will challenge you, which is what we have, because they're independent-minded, because they're smart, and because they care, then as a parent, listen to your children and ask them, how did I do and what could I have done better?
Thank you very much. For people who want to learn more and order their own copy, they can visit newmanallout.com. And do you mind just saying your Twitter handles, Kevin and Alex?
Yeah, for sure. Mine is @LEX_Newman.
And mine is @Kevin Newman CTV.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
And thanks for all your support, Amanda. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It's awesome.